I just want to share with you tonight, in this month, why is it called a month to remember? And I will tell you why. Firstly, I will take you into the scripture. Remember the topic? What's the topic? A miracle to remember. Now we're going to read the scripture from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, from verse 15 to 18.
Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water? Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock? Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you, to do you good in the end? Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he saw to your fathers, as it is this day.
Now, I want you to see this scripture. God wants somebody to remember. God said, you shall remember it is I who gives you ability, power to produce wealth. Now, I want us just to focus on the word remember. Now, God says, you shall remember. He says, when I'm about to do something for you, but my worries, when I do it, you will think it is your own hand. You will think it is your own hard working. You even become a motivational speaker. How to become rich, as if you became rich by a procedure. Now, listen to me. There are three words by which one can become rich or one can have something in life, okay? Now there is a way through which a person can inherit. There are people who are rich by inheritance, okay? There are people who are rich by inheritance. The same way there is inherited poverty. You are broke because your whole family is broke. You are rich because your family is also rich. So that is inherited. My child can't say, I'm rich. I worked for this. Oh, are you getting it? So there is inherited worth. Then there is acquired worth. Now, in the acquired worth, people acquire worth using what? Business, or they are employed. They went to school, they're employed. Now, this is a norm. Anyone else can work hard and become rich. But then there is worth by a blessing. God said to Abraham, the reason why you will be rich, I will bless you. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. The reason why Abraham will become rich, God said what? I will bless you. And you will become a blessing. So I have heard some preachers preaching the gospel saying, hey, you believers, don't be deceived that you can be rich through the gospel. What about, we cannot compare ourselves in the first place with the people who have got acquired wealth, with the people who have got a blessing or a covenant wealth. So in the first place, the way a person gets covenant wealth or wealth through a blessing, it is different from how you can acquire wealth through hard work. Am I talking to you? Yes. Now, for example, myself, I've got farms. I work so hard. Okay? I work so hard. However, in how I work so hard, there is a blessing on it. So if you read the scripture from the book of Genesis 26, from verse 12, the Bible does not say that Isaac believed in a miracle and he prayed and he harvested. No. The Bible says he had a farm. Isaac planted, sowed. He farmed. But what happened in his farm was a miracle. The Bible says he sowed in that land and reaped, harvested in the same year 100-fold. Now, so what other people can actually get in a normal way, he gets it in an abnormal way. The profits of 1 year, he makes 100 years profits within a year. So there's a difference between a norm and an abnormal. So we see a miracle. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right here. So God says, I know it. When I do a miracle for you, you'll forget it was me. But I'm about, so God is telling them, you're about to enter Canaan. But when you enter any Canaan, I will do something for you. I'll give you wealth. But never forget, it is I. I will do something in your life, but you should remember it was I. Now, in the month of October, God said, I will do something. But they must never forget. They should not say it is their connections. They should not think it's because they know a politician. They should not think it's because of their business. It is I. And they should remember. My God. Razufraki Yamahanda. Sukapahataya. Somebody say, I will remember. Are you sure? Oh,
yes.
Or sometimes God wants to hear from you is affirmation. Confirmation that you will not forget. So God said, remember. Remember. Can I tell you something? Do you know why David walked in miracles? Do you know why? All people in the Bible who walked in miracles, men of God, were men who remembered the miracles of God. Do you know we have people who are stressing right now? They have forgotten there was a moment they were very sick and God healed them. There are people who actually were saved in a very critical accident and have already forgotten about it. So God says, if you have already forgotten, in verse 15 to 16, what is it saying? I did so many wonders for you. I made water come out from the rock. What did I do? I protected you from serpents. But all those things you have forgotten. So there are people right now who you don't even know how you paid rent last year. You don't even know how you survived what you survived. So it starts from there where God says now that even if I do it for you, you will forget it. Somebody raise your hand and say, Lord, help me not forget. Now, I'm telling you this. Some of you are married right now. You even think there is no God. You have forgotten even how you found that husband was a miracle. There are people right now who have already forgotten that the husband I have is a testimony. So God looks at you and now you are saying, Father, Lord, I need a miracle. God says, but you have already forgotten. I made you pass through things. I made you go through and you survived. You began surviving from your mother's womb. Have you ever thought about that? And you were there. Your mom had issues. She had a lot of scares. Like, I'm about to lose this child. And God says, you will not come out. I'll keep you. And you were born. You were taken to hospitals when you were actually 1 year. You survived. God said, you are not going anywhere. On top of that, you were a drunkard. Some of you were doing crazy things in the world. God said, I will still wait for you. He was very patient. You were drinking, you were doing this thing. And then God sent his grace. He reached out to you. And he called you out from darkness. And here you are today. And you are sitting where you are sitting right this minute. God puts you there and you are stressing about a small issue of money. I don't know what will happen. I don't know. God has fought your battles. God has made you win battles. God, you have forgotten. But God says, tell them what I'll do for them in Canaan. They should always remember it is I who gave them ability. Tell them they're about to enter in Canaan. There will be millionaires there. There will be rich there. Tell them never to forget. It was I. In this month of October, God says, I'm about to do something. I'm about to do something. But they should never forget. It is I. Somebody say, October to remember. Now, I want to show you a scripture. Psalms 77. Verse 11, 15. See, the reason why David walked in miracles. This is the reason why David walked in miracles. Read the scripture.
I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely, I will remember your wonders of old.
My God.
I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds.
Did you hear that?
Yes,
not only will I remember what God did, I'll also meditate. Imagine you sit down and you just meditate how God has been wonderful, the things he's able to do. Not meditating the scripture here. We are talking about meditating wonders. Meditating on miracles. This is David. We can actually prove that he was doing it. That's why he would get a next miracle. If you want a next miracle, remember what he has been doing for you. Continue reading it.
Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples.
Now, see this. Who's talking? David. David is talking about, I will remember of your wonders. I will remember of your deeds. You are great. Do you know why? Because if you want to become a miracle worker, if you want to walk in the miracles, if you want to perform miracles, you must remember the old miracle, the past miracle, for him to do the next. So God says, I want you to confirm to me that you remember it was not your hand. Because there are people who get things by their hand. Like David said, some trust in chariots. So some people, they win battles because they have got chariots. And David says, I win battles because even though I have got a stone in my hand, even though I have got a sword in my hand, but if I win, it's not me winning. I'm talking to somebody right here. People are about to win contracts of millions. People are supposed to become billionaires. But never say it was your own wisdom and knowledge and it was because of your business, because you applied. It is not because of what you will do. It is because his hand has performed it. Somebody raise your two hands and say, Ariba Zupra Ataya. Hearus. My God. Please help me. Help my tongue. Who? Glory be to God. 1 Samuel 17, verse 36 to 37. Let's see. Did he do it or he was just writing it or he was just bluffing? David says, I will remember of your wonders. I will remember of your works. Now in real life, he faced a life-threatening situation. Will he do what he wrote? Let's see it.
Your servant has killed both a lion and a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God.
Now. David meets Goliath. And everybody says, do not even dare to go. You cannot kill that person. David begins to talk of the miracles God has done in the past. He said, I've killed a bear before. He said, the God whom I serve made me kill a lion. So who is this one? If you want a next miracle, begin to remember what God did for you in the past. Remember how he saved you. Remember how he delivered you. If you want to see the next miracle, October to remember. Remember. how God picked you. There are people in this room, when I was ministering in Pretoria, you were sitting in the miracle tent. And I don't even know how tonight you found your way. You were in the main studio with Major One. Remember. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. You should use that as a reference to say, God who took me from a nobody and made me to become a steward of his inheritance. If he did that for me, he will do it again for me. Never forget about it. It looks so simple because it happened. That's what I'm saying to you. So God says, I know you have forgotten how I made you eat manna. You have forgotten how I made a way on the sea. You have forgotten about it. Did they really forget? Let's see the scripture. Let's go to Psalm 78, verse 9 to 12. The scripture says what? The children of Ephraim, we know they are Israelites. Being what?
Being armed.
Armed.
And carrying bows.
And carrying bows.
Turned back in the day of battle.
Uh-huh.
They did not keep the covenant of God.
Mm-hmm.
They refused to walk in his laws. And forgot his works.
Wait a minute.
And his wonders.
Wait a minute. They did what?
They forgot his works and his wonders that he
Simple.
Did in the wilderness.
Simple. Why? Because they were carrying what? Weapons. Now they're depending on their weapons now. They actually forgot. They forgot. Can you imagine this? What they saw in the wilderness, they forgot already. It is so dangerous what God did for you to forget it. Hear this. Hear this. It says they forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. God wants to show people wonders. I'm telling you this. But the main problem is we always forget. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are people who actually forget. Am I speaking to somebody here? Someone raise up a hand and say, Oh Lord, help me never to forget. Say it again. Say, Oh Lord,
help me never to forget.
What you do in my life, may I never forget it. So you can actually become your own self barrier. Imagine you face battle. Some of us, we have got a history. We have got point of reference. We know exactly how many people rose against us in 2010. We know the battles we won in 2009. We know how we survived in 2001. We have a reference. We know when people rose, pastors came together and say his church is closing and nothing happened. We have a point of reference. So when we have a battle now, we say, what is this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because we know we have a point of reference. I'm talking to somebody right here. You karufra here, mahanda kapa. Lasuz enta kafatas. Never forget what I'm trying to talk to you. Begin to meditate. Sit down. Some of the things that are happening around you are not normal. But you think they are not a miracle. But they're actually a miracle. That's what David said, I will meditate. There are things he sits down and began to meditate. Am I speaking to somebody here? In the scripture, what does the David say? He says, God, when I was about to be killed, you came from heaven. Oh my God. You were riding on the clouds and the earth trembled and you delivered me. What is he talking about? What happened for him to survive? It was actually the son of King Saul who came to warn him to say, my father wants to kill you, run away. When he was meditating about it, he said, God came from heaven. He said, when God was coming to save him. I want to know somebody here. If it was you, you would think you were just tipped off. Like someone just tipped me that someone was to end, I ran away. But David in that, he said God came himself to deliver him. He saw a miracle in that. That's why God would do another miracle. If you cannot see miracles, if you cannot see miracles where you are right now,
My God, I'm talking to somebody right here. If you forget what God is doing, you will never see the next. So the month of October, God will do something that you must live to remember. I can see a miracle in October. Beyond the curtains of time. As a major prophet, I see a miracle in October. There is a miracle waiting for you in October. There is a healing waiting for you in October. There is a breakthrough waiting for you in October. There is a testimony waiting for you in October. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus.